Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Barry Greenfield to talk about his book, My Journey to Blue Sky, which looks at his music career in the 60s and 70s, a period that changed popular music forever. Beginning in 1968, auditioning for John Lennon at Apple Records, and culminating in 1973, working in Hollywood, where he recorded his first LP, Blue Sky. Barry's worked with everyone from Cher to Supertramp and Kenny Rogers. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Gracias and hello, Hannah. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. So let's go back to that time in 1968, if you don't mind, auditioning for John Lennon. How did that come about?
Well, I was watching television. I was a 70-year-old kid in Vancouver, and John and Paul were on The Tonight Show. And on The Tonight Show, John invited the world to come to Apple Records to audition. They said there'd be no suits there, and we should bring our songs, our plays, and our poems. And I had $800 in the bank, which was for my first year university tuition. And a dreamer that I am, I bought a Air Canada ticket and flew to London and went to Apple and was auditioned. It was very exciting.
Oh, amazing. So what was he like and how did the audition go?
Well, he was extremely kind, warm, open. The audition was down the street at EMI Studios, and I recorded two songs. And he loved them both. And him and Doug Taylor, who was the publicist for Apple, offered me a singles deal with the promise that if the single did well, they would do an LP.
Oh, amazing. And how did that all go?
I left Apple in a state of shock. I was 17. I had never played the guitar in front of a stranger. I'd only played in my bedroom. I'd been writing songs since I was 15. And my goal was to become Tony Hatch, who wrote Downtown, or Lennon and McCartney. I wanted to write songs for the Apple artists. I didn't want to sing. So I went to see Chris Webb, who was the main guy at Ardmore and Beechwood, the EMI publishing company. And I told him I wasn't ready. I had could barely tune my guitar. And much to his surprise, he phoned John, and they understood. And there ends the tale. Both of the songs were recorded by Cliff Richard's band leader, Nori Paramore, quite a large name in England on the day. And the royalties helped me pay for the tuition for university. And I'd begun my journey to Blue Sky at Apple. 3 days of pure bliss, excitement, and surprise.
Yeah. I mean, what was it like being face to face with John Lennon, seeing him on television on The Tonight Show, asking for people to get in touch, and then suddenly there you are standing opposite one of the most famous and successful musicians in the world?
Well, the truth, Hannah, is I have been across the table from, you know, lots of, maybe not that talent, but sometimes equal. I thought Kenny Rogers was amazing, and Cher, and The Fifth Dimension, and I've played my songs for all these people. And it seems that they're just nice. They're just, if you're normal, that's how it works. I was never afeard, if that's a word. I was just confident with my songs, and I will never know, Hannah, and no one will ever know what would have happened if I would have said yes. I phoned my mother from a payphone outside Apple and talked to her about it, and she said, well, Bay, the decision is yours. But I've always followed my heart, Hannah, and I've had a wonderful life without Apple, and it's the only reason I wrote the book, or the main reason I wrote the book, was to tell the story. But because Blue Sky, the LP that we talk about, is now 50 years old, and it's getting quite a lot of press and accolades. John Lennon was just a super guy, and Derek Taylor, who was a big part of this too, was equally as open and kind and supportive of the artist.
So tell us about Blue Sky then.
Well, I had a number one record in Canada with New York Is Closed Tonight, and I sung about pollution. And my manager handled Bacharach and David in New York. And he parlayed that number one record, which was the most played record in Canada in 1972, so 3 years after Apple, into an RCA LA recording deal. So they flew me down to LA, and I picked a producer, David Kirschenbaum, who went on to win 75 awards, Grammys, Oscars, the like. And they gave me an enormous budget. This was before Carole King, before James Taylor. And they gave me the A players, Larry Carlton, who went on to Steely Dan, Joe Osborne from the Wrecking Crew, Jim Gordon from Derek and the Dominoes. And we spent 3 weeks recording this album that still stands strong and with two powerful legs all these years later, because it has very good songs, it has very great players, a wonderful producer, an important cog in the machine, and probably the most important was Jimmy Haskell, who was the arranger. And Jimmy Haskell was the main arranger in America in those days. He did most of the hits of the late 50s and right through the 60s for the Association, for all the bands, Neil Diamond, Elvis Presley. And he helped shape my songs and made them, you know, they say the sum of the parts is bigger than the whole. I think they improved me so much that I somehow managed to deliver the vocals and the attitude needed to have confidence to work with these giants. And the LP is a delight.
Yeah.
And I just remastered it for its 50th anniversary and sent it out onto Spotify and the like. And it's really being received, which is so wonderful. And then out came the book.
So you mentioned New York Is Closed Tonight, which is about pollution. Are all the other songs about different subjects? How did you kind of put the songs together and put the LP together?
Well, I've never been a hit writer. I've never tried to write songs for the radio. I just try to write songs from the heart about life. So New York's Closed Tonight is about pollution. And after 9/11, it had a resurrection because every line appears to be about 9/11, almost a prophecy. Then there's a song in there called Sweet America, which is about the decline and fall of America through Vietnam, which is equally true about the disgusting world we live in now with Trump. I just think it still makes perfect sense. And then there's love songs, and there's a song about my mom called Free the Lady, which Buffy Sutton re-recorded and described as the best feminist song written. Unbelievable. And I put out an EP last week called My Journey to Blue Sky with four of the deep cuts. And they're the four cuts that are not about politics. They're the four cuts about the heart and love and romance. And four of my favorite tracks from Blue Sky. I wanted to put some acknowledgement because people always talk about my political thinking. Neil Young said Canadians can write songs about the world better than people that live in America and England and Sweden and Spain, because we live outside the goldfish bowl and we can look in. And I think that's quite true. Many great Canadian writers have written great political songs, Black Day in July by Gordon Lightfoot, California by Joni Mitchell, Ohio by Neil Young.
Yeah. And why Blue Sky? Why was the LP and then the book Blue Sky?
Well, my name is Greenfield. So in a moment of brilliance in the Holiday Inn in L.A., I thought, Greenfield, Blue Sky. But it means much more than that. My journey to Blue Sky means anybody in life has one purpose for their journey, that is to find blue sky, you know, to find peace, to find happiness. And I'm not a Buddhist, but it has a Buddhist feel to it. And I think it's a lot of things that come out of artist's mouth that are profound are just slips of the brain. And my journey to Blue Sky was simply Greenfield Blue Sky, but I think it's so much more 50 years later. It's about, and the book talks in such positive, uplifting tones. There's no drugs in it. There's no whoring in it. There's no violence in it. It's just a joyful trip. I was never a rock star. I never had glory days, but I've always written songs, and I've always toured, and I've always sold seats, and I've always had success. And it's a small S success, but gosh, I'd rather be that than, you know, dealing with fame.
Yeah. Oh, good point. And you mentioned Cher earlier. Tell me about your meeting with her.
Well, I was working as a busboy, which means you clean the tables at a nightclub in Vancouver, and they had a lot of great acts, and Sonny and Cher were one of the great acts. So I found Sonny in his hotel room, I think it was 1970, and Cher answered the phone, because you could phone in those days. Of course, you can't do that now. And she said, hello. And I said, I didn't know if it was her, but I assumed it was her. I said, hello, my name is Barry Greenfield, and I'm a songwriter in Vancouver, a busboy at the Cave where you're working. And I've written a song I think would suit you two. I'd like to play it for you. And she laughed and handed the phone to this fella. And as soon as the fella took the phone, I knew who he was. He has this nasal voice. And he said, well, come at 2 o'clock. And this is all in the book, of course.
Wow.
So I went over there, room 809. I remember it was Thursday. And I played my songs for Sonny and Cher. And Cher sat quietly on the bed. And Sonny sat in the Cher sat quietly in the chair. Sonny sat in the bed. And I played 6 or 8 songs. He taped one of them. And then we went for this hour and a half walk, where Sonny was 10 yards behind. And I spent the next hour talking to Cher about her life. And she was just beginning to be this enormous star. She wasn't iconic yet. Nobody recognized her in the street. But I thought I walked with Sherilyn Sarkisian, the real Cher, not the star. And when we got back to the hotel after talking about her family, her life, her insecurities about being a singer, the title of the book, the title of the chapter is When Cher Kissed Me, in brackets, on the cheek. And I opened the door for her, Hannah, and she turned to Sonny and she said, why can't you be more of a gentleman like Barry? And then she kissed me on the cheek, and I had a crush on her, no doubt about it. She was so, like you asked about Lennon, well, here's another one. Hannah, as nice as you, they just absolutely want you to be normal. They want you to be normal, and I have the ability to not be in awe. And I should be in awe, but the reason I've written songs with great collaborators over the years is because I'm not in awe, because why should you be? Like the whole being in awe of the monarchy, the whole being in awe of the prime minister, the whole being in awe of rich people just doesn't make any sense.
No, it's a really, really profound statement. They're all the same, or we're all the same. Everyone has the same kind of issues and worries and insecurities. It's just some people are famous and some people are wealthy, but we're all basically the same.
Yeah, and you think Paul McCartney doesn't wake up with aches and pains and looks in the mirror and sees his grandpa? You know, I mean, that's who we are. And, you know, it comes to the same thing with racism, you know. People that have a dislike for a race, be it Muslim or a Jew or a black person or Catalan, you know, it's crazy, because we're all one. And my wife, Lindy, who is my partner and teacher and friend and author as well, has always taught me profound things such as that. And she believes the planet is all one. And I do too. I don't think I'm so lucky.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I've been lucky to chat with you today, Barry Greenfield. Thank you very much for joining us. If listeners want to get a copy of your book, My Journey to Blue Sky, it's available on our website, tre.radio. And I thought I'd play New York is Closed Tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay, because it's true. Have a good day, love.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
God bless, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Are hurting badly. I'm breathing through my nose. My white shirt is turning gray. I should wear plastic clothes. It's getting dark so early, long before it's night. And the neon freeway sign said New York's closed. New York's closed tonight. The radio said New York's closed. New York's closed tonight. Through. Everything is lost. There's nothing we can do. We told you long ago your solution wasn't right. And today, the Pittsburgh Herald read New York's closed. New York's closed tonight.
Great stuff. Do check out his album. He's written some great songs. Barry Greenfield from the album Blue Sky. That is New York is Closed Tonight.